Today is Monday, October 22nd, 2018, and this is Life Words Day by Day. Psalm chapter 19 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims His handiwork. Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge." And then it goes on to say, "The law of the Lord is perfect. I have seen the sunset on the Atlantic Ocean from the coast of Cape Verde, Africa, and I've walked through a tropical rainforest in the heart of Nicaragua. I've seen the Rocky Mountains of Colorado. I've sat on the tailgate of a truck overlooking a peaceful meadow with hay bales. I swam with sharks right off the island of Cay Caulker, Belize, and I've seen the sunset over the Pacific Ocean from the coast of Hawaii. I've traveled a small, curvy road with mountain peaks looming over me, and I've held a dandelion up to my face for closer inspection. And like many of you, I've gazed in wonder on a clear night at the blanket of stars above me. And one of the reasons I love to travel is to see the landscape. I enjoy looking at the pictures that you post of when you're on vacation at different places. And I enjoy slowing things way down to notice the creation around me." In all of those instances, never once did I think, "What a wonderful coincidence." I'm not sure something can be wonderful and majestic and a coincidence at the same time. Wonderful implies beauty and symmetry and design and a thousand other characteristics that originate with a creator. Something that causes wonder means that your soul is stirred in such a way that you realize there is something more significant and greater than just yourself. And yet, for all the beauty and grandeur that exists in our world, shouting to us that there is a very impressive God, it's not enough to reveal to us the fullness of the personality of the Creator and how we can know Him. We see the evidence of the invisible God through His visible creation. But where can we look to see Him specifically and in detail? And so, in His kindness and graciousness, the Creator reveals Himself more completely, more specifically to us in His Word. And so David, the author of Psalm 19, turns our attention from looking up into the sky to looking into the Scripture to tell us that if we want to know God truly and personally, then there really is only one place we can go, and that's His Word. And in His Word, we discover Jesus Christ, the fullest and final revelation of God. If we truly desire to display Jesus Christ to the world around us, then we must be committed to digging into God's Word in front of us. From the LifeWord team worldwide, broadcasting over 100 gospel programs in 42 languages to over a quarter of the world, we pray that you'll walk with Jesus day by day.